robot cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
p.m. on Thursday, the 20th of August. The premises of the Sentinel Clothing Company, Seemut Road, Doornfontein, Johannesburg. The cashier, Mr. Henry Childs, is making up the wages. His back is to the office door. He neither sees nor hears it open, but he does hear it close.
Don't close the door. It gets a bit stuffy in here.
Well, isn't that just too bad?
Hey?
Don't turn around or call out. Put your hands on the desk.
What?
Do as you're told and you won't get hurt.
No, what the devil?
I said, don't turn around.
Too late now, Maurice. He's seen us.
I know you. Maurice Kirkman. He used to work here.
Henry, you've just opened your mouth and put your big foot in it.
So intent are the two would-be thieves on the money in front of Henry Childs that they fail to see a Bantu employee of the Sentinel Clothing Company on a ladder outside cleaning the windows. He gets a fright when he sees the two men confronting Mr. Childs with a pistol. Cautiously, he backs down the ladder until he reaches the ground, and then he runs across the yard to the factory supervisor, Mr. Hyman Lewis.
Buzz! Buzz! Buzz!
Yes, yes, what is it now?
It's the Scallops, Buzz, with the gun.
Where?
In Buzz Henry's office. He's there with all the money.
How many?
It's two men, Europeans, with the gun, Buzz.
All right, Phineas.
We must get plenty of boys with carries, Master.
No, not if they got a gun. This is a job for the police.
That's the idea, Henry. You scrape it all together into a pile. And we'll have it in those two bags. Nice and convenient, eh, Fanny?
Yeah. One for you, one for me.
You get 10 years for this.
They're going to have to catch us first. Put the money in the bag. Have you got it, Fanny?
Yeah, I've got it.
Come on, Henry, look lively. Fill the other bag.
I always do, you.
And spare me the sermon. The money in the bag.
What are we going to do with him?
Well, I've got it all figured out. Open the door and see if the coast's clear.
Oh, right.
What are you going to do with me?
It's a surprise.
Please, Mario. I'm a married man with children.
Yeah, that cuts no ice with me. You can identify us.
No, but...
How will you about, buddy?
Right.
Look, I won't say a word. I never saw you before.
No, you weren't. Why should you?
I'll give you my word. I don't want to get hurt.
Come on, buddy. What are we waiting for?
Please, I beg you.
Sorry, Henry.
Yeah.
Go down, you fat pig.
You've killed him.
Of course I've killed him. He recognized me, didn't he?
But you'll swing for this.
Don't you go chicken on me.
But I didn't bargain for this. You never said...
I didn't think about it. Come on, let's get out of here. We're wasting time.
They'll have heard the shots. They'll be coming...
Just keep your head and we're going to be all right. Put a hanky around your face.
Oh, I haven't got anky.
Oh, trust me to get saddled with a twit like you. Pull them. Collar of your coat up there, but hold it over your face.
All right, there. What, Bill?
Yeah.
Henry!
What told you they'd come?
You just do as I tell you and we'll be all right.
Come on, let's get out of here.
The money, you idiot. You're leaving the money.
Henry, are you all right?
How does this look?
Fine, fine.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Oh, come on, Fanny. Stay close.
Hey, yeah, what do you people think you're doing? What's going on here?
Unless you want some of what he got, you'd better step aside.
Henry!
Sit on the floor.
On the floor?
Oh.
We're going to have the whole factory up there just now. Hurry it up.
That's better, Mr. Lewis. And just you stay put until we've gone.
Control to car 31. Control to car 31. Come in, 31. Over.
Go ahead, control. Over.
State your position, 31. Over.
We're proceeding east along Market Street, just passing the corner of Gold. Over.
We've received a call from the Sentinel Clothing Company, 157 Seamert Road. An armed robbery is in progress. Two Europeans are holding up the company cashier. Over.
We're on our way, control. Over and out. Come on, Constable. Get this brute some petrol.
Go on, Funny. You get the car started while I keep them covered. Now, as long as everybody does as they're told, there won't be any more casualties.
Okay, come on.
Easy does it now. You just stay put. No sudden movements. That's the idea. Now open the door for me. Okay. Get in. Now move it. It should be where that open gate is, Sergeant.
Yes, 157.
Car coming out of the gate, Sergeant.
Yeah, in a devil of a hurry, too.
You think it's them?
They're behaving very suspiciously. Let's give them a go. 31 to control. Come in, control. Over.
Go ahead, 31. Over.
We've arrived at the Sentinel Clothing Company to find a car leaving the premises at speed. It contains two male Europeans. I think we should pursue. Over.
Very good, 31. Keep me posted of developments, and I'll send another car to the factory. Over and out.
Blasted coppers.
Are they still with us?
And how?
What are we going to do? This car hasn't got the power.
Well, we'll just have to be smarter than they are.
But it's uphill, Jan. They're gaining us.
Just listen to me. Get in front of this big truck on the right. Change lanes and then pull in front of him.
And then?
Then bump over the island in the middle of the road. We'll go back the other way.
But I can't do that. I'll ride the car off. I'll bust the sub and the suspension.
You want to swing at the end of a rope?
What do you think?
Then do as I say.
Trust us to get stuck behind the slowest truck in Africa, Sergeant.
You'll be able to get through just now. Look out, the truck's braking.
What the devil?
They've jumped behind in the middle of the road. They're going back the other way.
What do I do, Sergeant?
Get after them.
I can't. Look at all that traffic coming down the hill.
Try and keep an eye on them. I'll get out and stop the traffic for you.
But do you want me to go the same way over the island?
Yes.
And hurry up.
Prisoners to Parkview Police Station. Over.
Very good, 23. Let me have the charge sheet details as soon as you can. Over.
Will do, Control. Over and out.
19 to Control. Come in, Control. Over.
Receiving you, 9. Over.
It is a murder case at the Sentinel Clothing Company. The cashier, a man by the name of Henry Giles, has been shot
31,
dead.
31, over. 31 to Control. Over.
Stand by, number 9. Go ahead, 31. Over.
The two men we're chasing from the Sentinel Clothing Company have doubled back down Harrow Road. They've managed to get quite a start on us. They're well down Seamert Road by this time. They're in a grey Typhoon, registration number TJ255697. Over.
9 to Control. I think we're in a position to intercept. Over.
The third lover's company.
Good afternoon, sir. Constable Longer, Radio Headquarters, Brixton here. There's been a murder at the Sentinel Clothing Company, 157 Seamert Road.
157 Seamert Road, yes?
The cashier, a man called Henry Childs, was shot dead while making up the wages. The suspects are being pursued at the moment in the vicinity of the crime.
All right. I'll get out there right away.
Can you see him, number 9? Over.
No, hasn't come into view yet. Over.
Well, he should have done, sir. I can't understand it. Over.
Perhaps he's turned off on the way. He could have gone along Saratoga Avenue or Charlton Terrace. Over.
We're coming to those traffic lights now, sir. It's a case of making a decision. Left or right. Over.
Well, he'd be a muck to take Saratoga Avenue. That way he'd wind up in Yeovil and Hillbrow. The traffic's murder there. Don't you think I'm right? Over.
Turn left, Constable.
Right, Sergeant.
Charlton, tell us it is, sir. Over.
We'll try and help out. We'll cut through past Dallas Park and Over, picking them up. Over.
Right, sir. We'll keep in touch. Over and out.
We've got another decision to make, Sergeant. This road turns right at the end and becomes Bertram's Road. What do you think?
If it were me, I'd take it. You can move faster downhill. Let's take a chance. Turn right. Keep an eye on those kids on the pavement. They're playing with a ball.
I've seen them, Sergeant.
There they are, at the bottom there. They're turning right.
Yes, sir. That's Furhoad Street.
Car 31 to car 9, over.
Go ahead, 31, over.
Our quarry has just turned into Furhoad Street, over.
That's a dead end. There's the railway line at the bottom. We're in Curry Street, driving southeast. We might be in time. We'll do our best anyway. Over and out.
Made a mistake, Murray. It's a dead end. What do I do now?
Don't panic.
But we didn't strike those cops off. They're still after us. They did the same thing we did back in Harrow Road.
All right. If we're in a dead end, we've got to get out of it. Huh? Turn down one of those side streets.
Well, left or right?
Left. Let's try and find a long stretch. We can gun this baby.
There's a cop car.
Where?
Coming out of that street on the right. What do I do now? He's pulling across the road.
All right. Ram him. Hit him as hard as you can.
I can't, Maria. I'm too scared.
I'll belt you one if you don't. Now tramp the gas. Hard.
Car number 9, driven by Sergeant Van Heerden and crewed by Warrant Officer Bradshaw, emerges from 8th Street to intercept the grey typhoon driven by Farnes van Lochrenberg. The grey car bears down upon the police car at high speed. The police officers are sure it'll stop. It has to stop, but no. The warrant officer is killed instantly, and Sergeant Van Heerden is thrown out into the road, breaking his pelvis as he falls. Farnes van Lochrenberg is pinned behind the steering wheel, the column of which has slammed into his chest. The near side door of the grey typhoon bursts open, and Maurice Kirkman falls heavily into the road, onto his left side. Very dazed, he lifts himself onto his hands and knees. He finds that his left arm is useless. It's broken in several places. He staggers to his feet in time to hear a car approaching at speed. It's squad car 31. He runs as best he can for the corrugated iron fence at the end of the road. Fear lends wings to his heels. He reaches and clambers up the fence in spite of the fact that he can only use one arm.
He's gone over onto the railway line, Sergeant.
I've never seen anything like it. Talk about a gymnast.
Do we go after him, Sergeant?
I will. Help me up.
Then I shall report in.
Yes, I don't like the look of that pile up back there. Right, ready?
Right, Sergeant. At the end of Furhoad Street, Troyville, the sergeant's gone over the fence onto the railway line of him. Over.
I thought you'd better know, sir, in case you wanted to join him. Over.
All right, thank you. I'll do that. Over and out.
Meanwhile, Maurice Kirkman runs along the sleepers of the railway line northwest in the direction of the city center. Sergeant Bespier gives chase.
Stop or I'll shoot!
But the running man with the shattered arm pays no heed. The sergeant looses off a shot. But the range is too great. Coming down the line towards Maurice Kirkman is an engine. Kirkman signals to the driver to stop.
Get out the way. I'm coming up onto the footplate.
Oh, sorry, man. It's against railway regulations.
I said get out the way.
All right, don't go waving that gun around. That's not necessary.
Stop!
Now, are the police after you?
Yeah. Huh? Get this thing going back the way you came.
I can't do that. I'm going to Germany.
You'll catch up serious just now. Get this thing going back up the line. And tell your fireman friend that I don't want any nonsense out of him either.
Oh, we better lose his escort. That policeman's shooting at us.
You're a very bright boy. You catch on fast. No two can play at that game. Yeah, copper. You don't like that, eh? Now, come on, you. And you take that driving lever. Get this thing out of here.
Yeah, okay.
The lieutenant, having raced to Voorhout Street, arrives to find two ambulances at the scene of the smash. There are firemen there, too, trying to extricate Farnes van Nockrenberg from behind the wheel of the great typhoon.
Yes, sir. He got away. He jumped on a locomotive and forced the driver at pistol point to take him towards town. There was nothing I could do. There was no cover out there for me, and he was taking pot shots at me, sir. And then when the loco gathered speed, I just couldn't keep up.
Gone up the line, eh? Oh, this must get to a phone. What was the number of the locomotive?
It was 1366, sir.
Railway police, Captain Pienaar.
Lieutenant Lobiscardi, sir, of Dixon Murder Squad. There's a locomotive just left the south of Ellis Park Halt. The driver's being made to take it in the direction of town at Pistol Point, sir. It's a murder suspect we're after. The number of the locomotive is 1366. Is there anything you can do?
I don't know.
We'll have to act fast, sir, otherwise we'll lose him.
I'm thinking. How would it be if we diverted the loco into a dead end at Bromfontein Marshalling Yards?
Well, first class, sir. How would you do that, though?
I'll alert all pointsmen and traffic control. Tell them it's an emergency.
It's getting dark as the lieutenant files into squad car 31 with Sergeant Vespier and Constable Flava. As they speed across the city, the lieutenant takes the microphone out of its holder on the car's dashboard.
Lieutenant Lobiscardi in car 31 to control. Over.
Go ahead, 31. Over.
I want some help. Our destination is the Bromfontein Marshalling Yards. A locomotive with a suspect in the Central Clothing Company case on board is being diverted into a dead-end line. I want the reception committee on hand to meet him. He's armed and desperate. I suggest that whoever you send comes equipped with tear gas and lights. It'll be pitch dark soon. That can only help the suspect. Over.
Very good, sir. Your request will be complied with, and all the help you need will be there in a matter of minutes. Over and out.
Why is this thing moving so slowly?
Oh, because the pressure's dropped.
What's happened?
We haven't been firing the boiler.
Why not?
Because you told my mate you don't want no nonsense.
I didn't mean for him to stop work. What's his name again?
Coors.
Well, Coors, get stoking. Like your life depended on it.
Yeah, okay.
Where does this line go?
Depends on the point.
What do you mean?
Well, if the line's open, we can go all the way to Cape Town.
Yeah.
We would have to stop for water and coke.
Well, I'll have to think about that. Just keep going. Faster than this.
All right, everybody. Just pay attention. These buffers are the end of the line for locomotive 1366. I want you to position yourselves accordingly. Set the lights in position, but leave them off until I give the word. Just remember that the engine driver and the fireman are likely to be on board. Take your lead from me. Keep quiet and keep out of sight. I'm told that railway traffic control were able to divert the locomotive in time and that it can only wind up here. It won't be long either.
What's the game? Why have you slowed down?
I had to. It's a very busy part of the line. I can't go tearing through here at 30 or 40 miles an hour. It's not safe.
See? Where are we?
Opposite the old cemetery, I'd say. Don't you think so, Quiz? Where's Quiz?
He was here a moment ago.
He must have jumped off.
Is that why you slowed down?
No, never.
If I thought that, I'd break your scrawny neck.
Get over, drive the engine.
Don't get too cocky, my friend. Mm. I've seen the way you drive this engine. I reckon I could handle it.
Yeah, who'd stoke for you?
Yeah, well, you just take it easy, huh? Don't you try and jump. Just remember this pistol, eh?
Yeah, I'm not likely to forget that in a hurry. Do you mind if I just look out the window?
What for?
Just to see where we're going. See what's going on.
All right. But no tricks.
I'm not going to do anything silly. I want to get home to the wife tonight.
Oh, don't count on that. This trip may be longer than you think.
Oh, I doubt it.
Why do you say that?
Because they've shunted us off onto a siding.
What for?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to stop. There's buffers up there.
Oh, can't we go back the way we've come?
I suppose so.
We'll see to it, man.
Don't prod me with that gun. It's not going to go off.
Now back it up. The other way.
I'm afraid that's not going to be possible.
Who's that?
Police! This area is surrounded. You'd be advised to give yourself up without a fuss.
Get this thing out of here and double quick. Come on, reverse.
All right.
What's going on? Try again.
No, it's no good.
They spread grease on the lines before you got here. The wheels are never get a purchase. You're stuck. So you may as well come out with your hands up.
Yeah? Well, you just try anything and the old man gets it.
He's got a gun here.
You shut up. I'm getting out of here and the old man comes with me.
Don't be a fool. What have you got to gain by all this?
My freedom.
And how far do you think you'll get?
The old man here is my ticket. I've got nothing to lose. One false move and I'll shoot him.
All right. Let's have the lights on. All these lights should serve to convince you that you're heavily outnumbered and surrounded. You haven't a hope of getting away.
We'll see about that. We're coming out.
Do you think he means what he says, sir?
I do, Sergeant. He's killed once. He's a loser all the way. There's nothing to stop him killing again.
So what do we do, sir?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
We can't open fire for fear of hitting a driver, sir.
But a sniper wouldn't.
I beg your pardon, sir?
We need a marksman with a rifle fitted with a telescopic sight. We could pick him off easily at this range. Could never manage it with a handgun. Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Go and get on the radio. Fix it with control.
All right, sir.
You hear me? We're coming out!
Why don't you just put down the pistol and save us a lot of trouble, yourself included?
Yeah, don't try and soft-soak me. I step off this footplate without my pistol, and I walk straight into the arms of the hangman. Not a chance.
You're endangering the life of an innocent man. Let the driver step down.
So that you can punt tear gas shells at me? You'll have to do better than that.
Oh, we're in no hurry. We'll hold on for days, if necessary.
I won't be sticking around that long. I'm coming out.
I think it's only fair to tell you that we have two snipers. One on either side of the track. They're expert marksmen and their rifles are fitted with telescopic sights. You haven't got a chance.
Yeah, you're bluffing.
Well, if you think so, try it and see.
I got through to control, sir.
Yes, and?
There's a man in his way, sir. It's only a couple of minutes from here.
Heaven knows how I'll keep that lunatic in the cab of that locomotive till then.
Are you ready, Pops?
There's going to be shooting, isn't there?
And if there is, you'll be the first to get it.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Call to them. Tell them to hold their fire. Tell them we're coming out.
Oh. Please, don't shoot. Don't shoot. He means what he says. He is a desperate man. If you shoot, he'll shoot me.
That's good, Pops. Now let's go.
The engine driver, only 2 years away from retirement, is very frightened at the prospect of stepping off the footplate onto the ballast between the rails below. He fully realizes that the man with the pistol is desperate enough to kill to make his getaway. He also realizes that the police are anxious to secure an arrest. It looks as though the man will be caught in the crossfire from either side.
Well, if we are going, I might as well leave things properly.
What do you mean?
The engine. I can't just leave it like this. I must close it down and damp the fire.
There's no need for that. It's a waste of time.
Listen, I have been on the footplate for 40 years. I never left an engine yet without leaving things right for the next crew.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe not to you, but it matters to me. Concerns a man's pride in his work.
All right. Get on with it. And hurry up.
Well, first we apply the brake. And then we close steam valve. I just move back a bit.
My eyes!
Displaying great presence of mind and not a little courage, the engine driver, Johannes Barents, positioned Morris Kirkman so that his face was directly opposite the steam valve in the cab. And instead of closing it, as he said he would, he opened it full blast. He scalded his hands in the process, but his action had the desired result. The gunman was completely disabled. Was arrested and carted off to hospital. At his trial some 5 months later for his cold-blooded murder of Henry Childs, he was sentenced to death. His accomplice, Farnes von Lockerenberg, died of the injuries he sustained in the car crash.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.